This hour of the show is brought to you by Ms. Kitty's Steakhouse in Williams.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Welcome back. This is Mark Howitt sitting in for Jeff Horovitz again. He got a little delayed down in the Verde Valley with a crazy hike, and he's got to go recover a car and a number of other things, so I'm filling in this second hour. We're going to have a special guest, Dr. Mark Newman, who is an apologist for the pro-life movement. He'll be on the second segment of this show, but for now, we've got a couple other hot topics to talk about, including the Delta Airlines Flight 555 in Las Vegas that sat on the tarmac for about 3 hours without proper air conditioning, and people were melting. It was quite the disaster. I actually took the time to look up how long a flight can actually sit on the tarmac according to the FAA rules, and for domestic flights, they can let you sit there for up to 3 hours on the tarmac before they have to let you off. They do have to give you some water and a snack like a granola bar, but yeah, you can be stuck on a airline flight for up to 3 hours domestically or 4 hours internationally, and that is coming or going. So that is waiting to take off or after you've landed, waiting to actually disembark the plane. Seems a bit crazy to me because a lot of these planes are not able to handle the heat combined with a plane full of passengers. The air conditioners just can't keep up with that. And sometimes the air conditioners don't even run right, which I've had that happen here in Flagstaff, Arizona, waiting on the tarmac to leave. And they were waiting for what's called a ground power unit to get the plane fully up and running. And while we're waiting for that, they couldn't get the air conditioning running. It was a bit hot. Thankfully, that was only about 20 minutes or a half hour. But these people, these poor people in Las Vegas, they were stuck on this flight sitting on the tarmac for about 3 hours at 1 p.m. And this is during record temperatures. The temperature in Las Vegas was 114 degrees at 2:30 p.m. local time on Monday when this happened. Absolutely crazy. People, apparently, they actually had to have the, a few people taken off, but they had to have the, and I read, quote, this is from Fox Weather, the sanitary crew came on board because some people had thrown up. This is an interview with a person on the flight named Garvin. I want to say that one woman walked up the aisle. She was visibly ill. She couldn't even open her eyes. She was swaying back and forth. They talked about a number of different passengers having to be taken off the plane, and even one of the stewardesses was ill. It says at least five people were being wheeled off the plane. After 4 hours on the plane, stretchers were brought on board as passengers were asked to disembark back into the airport. That is Delta Airlines Flight 555 out of Las Vegas headed to Atlanta. Absolutely crazy that this would happen. As soon as they saw that the air conditioner wasn't working, the plane was overheating, it seems like they should have disembarked everybody. The catch is, according to FAA rules, if you disembark, the airline does not have to let you back on. So in other words, you're sitting at the gate, you're melting, you say, hey, I want off this plane. They're like, and they've allowed you to get off. They don't have to allow you back on, and then they can later take off without you. So a lot of these people are like, well, maybe if I just wait 5 more minutes, just 10 more minutes, we'll take off and head on up to our destination. Because otherwise it might be, who knows how long till they can get you through on another flight. Because, you know, flights get booked up where there's an airline pilot shortage. Who knows when you'll get on the next flight to get to your destination. So a lot of people are saying, hey, I'll just sit here and get really, really hot till we just can't take it anymore. Seems unreasonable to me. I think that's rather foolish on the part of Delta Airlines to just not have everybody get off the plane till they get whatever the issue was fixed and then reload them. It's just, it's unacceptable to have people on an airline flight sitting on a hot, you know, if the temperature in Vegas, you know, is, what would I say, 114 degrees. That's, in general in Vegas, when you're sitting on a hot tarmac, the temperature's got to be hotter, and you're inside of a big aluminum cylinder. It's absolutely crazy. And the reason that, part of the reason that AC on those planes doesn't work so well is, once you're in flight and you're up at altitude, you know, it's very cold at altitude. If you're at 30,000 feet, 35,000 feet flying, no problem for the plane to cycle in new air, cool it, keep you cool. But when the plane's pulling in air from the outside that's 114 plus degrees, it's really hard to cool that air. No matter how good, especially when you got hundreds of bodies on the plane, all breathing out hot air. It gets hot quick. Absolutely crazy. A little bit scary. That's one of the reasons I don't like flying at holidays or hot times or any other times where something has a high chance of going wrong. I remember sitting on the tarmac. Actually, I wasn't even on the tarmac yet. I was in Phoenix, and I was bumped from my first flight. My second flight was supposed to be at 1:30 in the morning, 1:30 a.m. in Phoenix. And I was told, hey, we're going to bump the last 17 passengers because the plane has got too much weight to take off because it's still over 100 degrees at 1:30 in the morning in Phoenix. You know, lift on a plane is dependent on a lot of things. One of the major things is the hot temperatures reduce your lift. If the air is cold, it's denser and the plane can get more lift and take off easier. When a plane is full to capacity and the air temperature is really high, it cannot often take off safely, so you have to unload something. You got to get rid of weight, and that can be passengers or that can be cargo. Passengers are the easiest thing to get off the plane because they can walk off by themselves. So anyway, I got bumped off that flight too, and I got the airlines to agree to give me a rental car and send me back home and just fly a different day. But these type of things happen when it's really hot, and it seems like they also happen when it is a holiday. I dread flying on holidays just for that reason. Anyway, in other news, kind of weather-related news, we are still in stage one fire restrictions. This is both Coconino County, and also if you're listening to us in Prescott Valley, you guys are also in stage one. In Coconino County, what does stage one mean? Okay, that means no open campfires unless you are at a developed recreation site. So if you've paid somewhere to camp at an official campsite, you can still have an open fire in their pre-made fire pits. That is still okay. And the reason for that is the fire pit is properly built, and it's also they've removed the vegetation in the immediate area, so that makes it safe. However, if you're just camping in the wilderness, you are not allowed to make a fire right now. Doesn't matter if it's surrounded by rocks or if you dig a pit for the fire, it's not okay right now. No open fires. Also, no charcoal grills or smokers, wood chips, that kind of thing. You can use a propane grill of any size, any kind of grill that can be turned off. You know, propane can obviously be turned off. You just turn the bottle off or switch the controls on the grill off. So we're in stage one. The other thing it means is smoking is not allowed except within an enclosed vehicle, building, or open developed recreation site. The reason is, you know, people throw their cigarettes out, that can start a fire. The other thing that starts fires is driving cross country with your car. Your catalytic converter gets really hot. It'll hit that dry brush underneath your car as you're driving and light it up. And you should be on developed roads anyway, not bahaing through the open prairies with your car. But, you know, that's another danger we have is catalytic converters lighting things up. So be careful out there. Don't burn our forest down. Nobody loves a forest fire, especially me. I hate them. It's not just the fire that scars the forest, but then the mudslides that we have. And people up here in the North Country know about those. If you've been around anywhere in the Timberline, Doney Park, east side of Flagstaff, and now even on the over by the Oldham Trail in Flagstaff, the Schultz Creek area, getting mudslides over there too. Because once the trees are burnt, the underbrush is burnt, the mud just starts coming off the hills that was all held there previously by the vegetation. Once that vegetation's gone, there's nothing to hold that dirt back when it gets massive thunderstorms, when we get our monsoons, which are beginning to start. We're starting to get monsoons. We got a little bit of rain yesterday up here. Didn't last long, but it sure was nice. Knocked enough pollen out of the air to coat my car in a little bit of yellow and a whole bunch of pine debris, but we're so glad to have it, and it has not started fully yet. Monsoons are they're just barely starting. We're hoping, we're praying for more, but until they really come in force, we're going to be under these fire restrictions, and then when they do come in force, we're going to have to deal with possible mudslides again. Please, please be careful out there. Don't start forest fires. Don't light campfires right now. And don't smoke in the woods, for crying out loud. If there's one thing that annoys me more than anything, it's cigarette butts. It's just, they're nasty, okay? You know, we can talk about smoking as being bad for you. It is. Causes a lot of health issues. But environmentally, all those cigarette butts laying around and the potential for starting fires. You know, I had it when I was young. We lived on a farm and somebody went smoking in our hay barn and apparently fell asleep smoking or just threw a cigarette carelessly and burned our barn down to the ground. And that was in the rain. The barn burned down in the rain because it's full of dry hay. Somebody went in there and smoked irresponsibly, and that cigarette caught the whole barn on fire. Danger to not only the hay, but the animals that were on the lower level, and also a danger to the fire crews trying to get through the muddy, rainy fields to get to the barn, which was burning down. Absolutely crazy situation. Anyway, be careful. If you do choose to smoke, it's bad for you, bad for those around you, but it's really bad for everybody if you drop that cigarette out the window of your car, onto the ground, wherever. Don't be gross. Don't do it. Act respectfully to others. All right, we'll be back in a minute with a lot more to talk about.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, I got some great specials for you going on right now at Zero Res of Northern Arizona. You want to get your carpets clean, get your tile clean, the fabric on your vehicles, on your couches, things like that. Zero Res of Northern Arizona, they're going to take care of you. Right now, you can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for $138. And if you call right now or visit ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, $138, but you can also get the 4th room for free. Here's the number for Zero Res of Northern Arizona, 928-378-8888. And there's also another great special here going on, 20% off fiber protectant. They apply a premium product that prolongs the life of your carpet and upholstery, the fibers in there. And it helps from the stain setting in. Zero Res has a lot of great products for you. I want you to go check them all out and go ahead and take advantage of this great special for 3 rooms of carpet, really 4 rooms of carpet for $138. Go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com or call 928-378-8888. If you're thinking about buying a home, don't waste your time being misled by teaser interest rates on the internet. The first thing you should do is call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. As Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, Nova Home Loans offers local decision making like a bank with better access to more programs like a broker. That saves you time, effort, and money. Kim's going to show you how much cash you really need and what price range you actually qualify for. With Kim's pre-approval letter in hand, sellers know you're serious. It's almost like having cash in hand. For purchase or refinance, call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. And by the way, if you mention a Jeff Horovitz Show, you can get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458 or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Welcome back to the Jeff Horovitz Show. This is Mark Howitt. I'm filling in for Jeff, who is still occupied with recovering from a hike in the Verde Valley area, Clear Creek hike, and in recovering a vehicle. He will hopefully be back up to the studio later this evening and back on the show tomorrow. In the meantime, we are talking about, well, we just got finished talking about fire restrictions and the crazy Delta Airlines flight that was stuck on the tarmac in 114-degree weather in Vegas. But I wanted to switch gears here and talk a little bit about the upcoming election, even though it's a long ways off. I've gotten kind of tired of hearing of all the latest charges they're bringing against Donald Trump, indictments and whatnot. This harkens back to the Russian elections, where the idea of keeping yourself in office is simply lock up your opponent or make him flee the country or prevent him from doing anything he can do to get on the ballot. If we look back to 2007, to the Putin election. You know, Putin's been in power in Russia since 1999 as either prime minister or president. He would go back and forth because of term limits, but effectively he's been the one in power, and he's still in power. I mean, this is 24 years now. In the 2007 election, Putin had an opponent in Garry Kasparov. Now, for those of you who remember, Garry Kasparov was the world chess champion. He got really famous because he played IBM's Deep Blue computer back in 1997, and he was finally defeated by IBM and the computer at the game of chess. In previous matches, Kasparov actually beat him. And the question was, will a computer ever be able to beat a human in chess? And the answer was, finally, yes, in 1997 and now quite regularly. The computer programming and memory and all that's gotten so powerful that it's really basically impossible to beat a computer at this point. And computers are used for deep analysis of top chess players. But going back to Garry Kasparov, the world champion chess player decided to run against Putin in 2007. So what did Putin and his thugs do? Well, they arrested Kasparov on at least two different occasions. And then when Kasparov went to get together his delegates to be nominated, he was prevented from renting a conference room or any area big enough to gather his 500 delegates to get put on the ballot. So the Russian authorities basically said, we're not going to let any of the hotels, any of the conference centers, any of the spaces that actually could hold all your delegates do so, and therefore we're going to keep you off the ballot that way. And it succeeded. They were able to keep him off the ballot by simply preventing his party from being able to nominate him. So this is the opposition leader, Garry Kasparov, running against Putin back in 2007. I see the same type of thing happening with Trump, and I'm not going to say that Trump is really clean on any of these charges. I don't know. I'm not going to judge him one way or the other. But I do see a process here of the same type of thing. The idea is Trump is leading in the polls. Biden is obviously mentally going downhill quick. He's old and he's deteriorating, and it's rather obvious. And if it was Trump versus Biden right now, it's pretty clear to me that Trump would come out ahead. It's not the same situation that was at the previous election where Biden, you know, came in late, he avoided the press. Nobody could really tell how much dementia or mental decline he's had. But now it's pretty obvious to everybody. You know, the president is not in good shape. And if it's Trump versus Biden in 2024, it's pretty obvious Trump would win. And so what is the Democrat Party trying to do? They're just trying to keep him off the ballot. Obviously, Trump's major opponent in the primary is going to be Ron DeSantis, unless something majorly changes. And I'm a fan of Ron DeSantis. I think he did a lot of good things. We saw through the COVID shutdowns, Florida took a very sensible approach, as opposed to California that took an insane approach. Let us know what you think. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Who would you vote for in the primary, Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump? And which one do you think has a better chance of defeating a Joe Biden or possibly a Gavin Newsom? I honestly can't see the Democrat Party running Joe Biden in another year from now, you know, as elections start happening, the primaries start happening. How is it possible that Biden could even sustain another 4 years? I'm surprised he's gotten this far. I mean, the guy he's old. You know, we all get old, hopefully. And a lot of mental decline happens as you get older and older. And that's just obviously happening. And they don't have a good person to run. I mean, Gavin Newsom seems like the likely candidate. I mean, Kamala Harris, the VP, I don't think she had a chance of winning as president against Trump or against anybody for that matter. So who are they going to run? If it's not Joe Biden, then it seems like a Gavin Newsom type. Hopefully not another Clinton coming back to run again. That seems disastrous in many ways. Let us know what you think. I personally would love to see Ron DeSantis up there. I think he did a good job in Florida. I think he's a sensible guy. He's a young guy. He's a sharp guy. He's got a good family. Let us know what you think. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right, we're up against another break. When we come back, it's going to be my interview with Dr. Mark Newman, who is a pro-life apologist. See you in a few.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Kelly Broaddus with Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp, is the only agent that I would call if I needed to sell one of my properties in the Flagstaff area right now. With her extensive experience and knowledge of the market and Flagstaff, she knows how to price, market, and sell your home for the highest price possible. Kelly's got a full team of dedicated professionals, and they're with you every step of the way from list to close. In the time that you're taking to just listen to my voice with this message here, you could have found your home's current value without even talking to an agent. You do that by going to NorthernArizonaFindHomes.com. Then in the menu, I want you to click on home valuation and enter your address. They're going to email you your home's current market value right then and there. It's never been easier. I want you to Google Kelly Broaddus, B-R-O-A-D-D-U-S, and find her online, also at NorthernArizonaFindHomes.com. You can also call Kelly at 888-446-5602. That's Kelly Broaddus at 888-446-5602. Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. All right, we'll get right back to it here in just a second with Mark Howitz. But remember, if you get a flood in your home, if you need a great Northern Arizona company, a company that's based in Northern Arizona but is a large company that can handle anything you throw at them, if you need that water sucked up from your home, commercial drying, mold remediation, Mammoth Restoration can do it. Mammoth Restoration offers 24/7, 365-day emergency services at 877-714-0050. They also do fire and soot cleanup. They're the pack out and content specialists. They do trauma and biohazard. Anything you need, Mammoth Restoration, they can do it. You've got a mammoth-sized disaster, they have a mammoth-sized solution. Call Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050. That's Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
Welcome back to the Jeff Horvitz Show. In this segment, we have a special guest for you, Dr. Mark Newman. His website is speakerforlife.org. He is going to be presenting at Flagstaff Bible Church at 520 North Schweitzer Canyon. That is kind of just up from the Fry's, across from the GM dealership over here in Flagstaff. Actually, not tonight, but Wednesday night, July 19th from 6 to 9 p.m., Mark, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Okay, so you are coming to Flagstaff this Wednesday, July 19th. Tell me a little bit about what, when, why, where, all those questions.
Yes. So we're going to be, I'm going to be there Wednesday evening. And I'm just right now pulling up my events page to make sure that I get the address correct. So we're going to be at Flagstaff Bible Church on Wednesday night, and that is going to be from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. That's at 520 North Schweitzer Canyon Drive in Flagstaff. And for that evening session, it runs from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it's called Contenders Making the Case for Life. And the whole purpose of that session is to help equip people to be able to make the scientific, the moral, and the biblical case for life. We also want to talk a lot about what is it about the abortion ideology that puts every human being, not just people who are in the womb, but even postborn people, it puts them at risk. And then, of course, it would be kind of silly for me to go to all that trouble and not tell people what they can do about it. Yep. So the last section, we're going to be talking about what every person can do to help turn their region into a life-affirming community.
Okay, so this will be at Flagstaff Bible Church at 520 North Schweitzer Canyon Drive, 6 to 9 p.m., Wednesday, July 19th. And so you'll be talking about things like how to answer questions like, there was a gal in the news right after Roe versus Wade. She was 10 years old, got pregnant, and then had to leave the state she was in to go to a neighboring state to get an abortion.
Oh, that's what they said.
That's what they said. That was what the news said. That's what we read in the media, saw in the news.
Of course, the media would never exaggerate or anything like that.
Of course
I will say, I mean, the basic account is correct. It was a 10-year-old girl. Yes, she was raped. And that was, it's a horrible, terrible thing. I think the first thing we all need to understand is that whenever we talk about things like rape and incest, the first response should never be an argument.
Right.
The first response should always be sympathy, right? It's a terrible thing
for
people to have been victims of rape and incest. My understanding was that there was a lot of dissension regarding whether or not she actually had to leave the state. But beyond all of that, the fact of the matter is, she had a living human being inside of her. And I don't know that anybody ever was able to come alongside her, talk with her about what her options actually were, help her to see how she could provide a life-affirming option for this child. There's lots of different ways that could have happened. Some people might say, well, you don't understand, you know, her pelvic cavity might not have been developed enough to be able to safely deliver that baby. Well, she might not have to safely deliver that baby vaginally. There's lots of other ways that people can monitor high-risk pregnancies. But for the people listening right now who are saying in your heart, oh my gosh, I would never go to a session like this. What a monster. That guy is going to say that there shouldn't be rape and incest exceptions as a result of, you know, a teen pregnancy, or you know, any other kind of unfortunate pregnancy. What I would encourage you to do is come. We are really, I'm going to look at this very carefully, but I want you to understand that when most people make that claim, right, they are actually buying into an ideology that's being pushed by people who are on the other side of this issue, by people who are pro-abortion. I know a lot of people say, oh, you can't say pro-abortion, but it's what Planned Parenthood says that you should call yourself now. They've abandoned the concept of choice, and now they say be proud to be pro-abortion, because key players on the pro-abortion side are literally saying that they are going to use rape and incest exception language as the camel's nose underneath the tent in order to overturn all pro-life protective laws in any pro-life state.
That is
it's
really
a
their
strategy.
That is really their goal, isn't it? It's just to have absolute open abortion up until the time the umbilical cord is cut.
I mean, actually, some people will go even farther than that. But yeah, in California, for example, your neighboring state, abortion is legal through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason whatsoever at taxpayers' expense. And if the woman involved is a minor without parental knowledge or consent. And now we'll be talking about this also. California has the Future of Abortion Council put together by Gavin Newsom. And these guys are actively trying to export abortion to other states. Gavin Newsom's put up billboards in 7 different pro-life states inviting people to come to California and have abortions there and had the temerity to put a Bible verse at the bottom of the billboard.
So the people,
I mean, it's mind
people blowing. That are you know, somewhat on the fence on the various level of prohibition on abortion, they should come, especially come to this seminar you're doing on Wednesday night to hear the arguments for all the whatabouts, you know, because most people, from what I understand from polling, oppose abortion on demand for birth control. But a lot of people have whatabouts. What about rape? What about incest? What about underage girls? What about, what about, what about? What about
what
birth
about fetal
defects?
Deformity?
Right.
What about the negative impact on the life of a pregnant young woman? What about, you know, I hate to say it, in some cultures, what about if it's an unborn child is not the right
gender?
I have a pregnancy that leads to health complications or psychological complications? We're going to address all of these issues. And feel free to bring whatever issues you might want. We'll have some time, God willing, for some Q&A, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that people might have. And if for some reason you happen to ask me something I don't know, I'm going to tell you. I don't know, but I'll find out.
So what,
I got a pretty good guess that I'm going to be able to answer most of the questions that will get posed that evening.
So one question I've got, and I don't even want you to answer this, but just tease it out there. So one thing I hear from the pro-abortion community is all these Christians are hypocrites in being against abortion if they don't join foster care or if they don't personally adopt. And is that hypocrisy? And I don't even need you to answer that right now. I'll just tease it out for Wednesday night, and I hope you answer it then. But
I don't mind that. It's such a minor part of what I'm going to talk about. I don't mind just laying that out right now. Here's the thing. Okay, let's say, for example, that abortion becomes illegal throughout the United States tomorrow. And let's say that 900,000 children who are currently being killed through abortion suddenly aren't being killed through abortion. Well, the pro-abortion crowd is going to point their finger at your chest and say, so are you going to adopt all 900,000 of those children? And of course, the answer is, well, of course I'm not going to do that. But here's the thing that they aren't willing to tell you. Those children aren't going to be available for adoption. How do we know this? There was an intriguing study done called the Turnaway Study, and it's got a lot of interesting data in it. But I think one of the most fascinating bits of the data is actually buried in the study. So the Turnaway Study was about women who went in for an abortion, and then they were turned away. Now, some of those women managed to go and get abortions anywhere elsewhere, and other of those women went home and had their children. Well, they did a follow-up to ask, you know, what was your experience as a result of what happened to you? Well, as you can imagine, in a book like this, the vast majority of the women who later went on to get abortions were very happy about the fact that they'd had abortions. Now, I've been working with pregnancy centers for over 40 years, and I'm telling you, there are a lot of women who horribly regret their abortion. But not all women do. Some women are very excited about the fact that they had an abortion, but we don't make determinations about the moral rightness or wrongness of an action based on how you feel about it later.
That's right. Right?
Yep. So, but here's the kicker. The women who did not have abortions, right, they sought one, were turned away, and they went ahead and had their children. They were virtually uniformly happy that they had their babies.
And so probably, I'm guessing that most of them did not give that baby up for adoption either. Most of them probably kept the baby.
No. They parented their children. And so here's what people need to understand. So what would have happened if not, say, 50% of the women were turned away and had their babies? What would the result have been if 100% of the women had been turned away and all of them had had their babies? Well, according to the research of the Turnaway Study, chances are great all of them would have been very happy that they had their babies. Because this is what people don't understand. Abortion is, and for many women, it's an impulse buy. They're pregnant. They don't want to be pregnant. It's going to change their life. It's going to alter their life. It's going to keep them from having a kind of life that they're currently imagining for themselves.
But does it really? It doesn't, happens. Though. It doesn't really keep
them. No, it does not.
No. I know that from my own mother. My own mother had me at 17. She's successful. She got her career. She got a degree. All those things.
You bet. Yeah. And so, no, pregnancy doesn't stop people from doing that. Actually, it's kind of a negative slur on women to say that they can't have children and be successful, because we have millions of examples of women who do.
Yep.
That being said, most of those women who would seek the abortion over the span of the next 7 months, right, if they find out they're pregnant, maybe they got 7 more months of pregnancy, many of those women are going to fall in love with that baby. A lot of women are very upset when they find out they're pregnant. But then later on, as they get more and more used to the idea, see, you don't find out you're pregnant and then, you know, there's a baby. You find out you're pregnant and there are many months and many bodily changes, things like that. And so very few of those children would ever be placed for adoption. In fact, even the majority of women who are becoming pregnant as a result of an act of rape, the majority of those women don't abort those children. And the majority of those women who don't abort those children actually parent those children. They don't place them for adoption.
Yep.
So people on the other side use a tremendous number of fear tactics to try to prop up what is a multi-million dollar industry. And we're going to expose all of the lies that are prevalent within the abortion industry in America.
No, you're so right. The fear is like the number one thing that is used to control people in all aspects of control. Whether it be your government in a pandemic or an abortion or whatever, fear is the major driving force. You know, if your doctor tells you, if you don't take this drug, you're going to get sick and die, you'll take the drug.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is a controlling
force.
You're
afraid.
Yep.
Yep. So what we need to do is we need to give people hope. We need to give people help. I work with pregnancy centers all across the United States. They provide the physical, emotional, and spiritual support that their clients need. They do it free of charge to their clients.
Yep.
And so I've never been able to understand why states like California and Illinois are going after the pregnancy center clinics and pregnancy centers and clinics that provide these services free of charge. Why in the world, if they're so pro-choice, are they targeting these centers? And I'll tell you why. It's because they are enthralled to the abortion industry, and the abortion industry perceives these people as competitors. And by the way, I don't want to compete with Planned Parenthood. I want to defeat Planned Parenthood.
That's right.
I don't want those kinds of folks preying on children in our communities.
That's right. No, I 100% agree. I'm looking forward to having you here in town. It's going to be Wednesday night, July 19th at Flagstaff Bible Church, which is on Schweitzer Canyon, 6 to 9 p.m. If you can go and register online, that would be a big help. It'll help know how many chairs are set out. It's already starting to fill up. You can go to speakerforlife.com, click on events, scroll down to the one on July 19th, and you'll see it's called Contenders Making the Case for Life, Flagstaff, Arizona. We're talking with the speaker, Dr. Mark Newman, and you also have a new book coming out, or it is out. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I got a book out, again. It's called Contenders, and it is a book for people who message on this issue. So it's aimed at pastors, Sunday school teachers, life group leaders, youth group leaders, college career fellowship folks. But I've been really surprised at the number of just lay Christians who've read it, and it has really transformed the way that they view this. So the subtitle for that book is, it's called Contenders, Unmasking Abortion, Defeating Its Advocates, Empowering Christians to Change the World. And so, and that is exactly what it's designed to do. And if people will implement the kinds of, you know, I know a lot of these books, right, they're very heavy on critique and short on action.
Yep.
This is a book that will walk people through the issue, help them to understand why we're not talking about it and why we should. And then we're going to show you how to talk about this issue and ways that you can turn your churches into life oases out here in a in an abortion-oriented culture.
So this book, Contenders, is available on your website, speakerforlife.com, under books.
Well, you can click through for it. It's, you can get it at any online bookstore on the web. You can locate this book and buy it.
And will that be available for sale at Wednesday night, or do you have to find it online?
If I have any left.
If you have any left, okay. I know you're.
I loaded up with them, but at every stop I've been making, the supply continues to be depleted.
Yeah, I see that you have a number of stops. It seems like you're speaking just about every single day in a row here.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah, quite a busy schedule. If you don't have the book there, then at least, you know, if you're interested in this topic, go online, go to speakerforlife.com, look it up there. You can order it online. It looks like through Amazon and a number of other book distributors.
Barnes and Noble, just about any place,
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Mark Newman. Look forward to having you here in Flagstaff and wishing you safe travels as you arrive.
Thank you. Looking forward to being there. And just tell everybody, come, bring your friends, and have them bring their questions.
Yeah,
by the time I'm done, my guess is we will have run through most of them. But if I haven't, we'll answer them there.
Yeah, even if you haven't registered, show up. You know, we can pack the house, but try to register online just to give them an idea of how many chairs to set up. And
that would be very helpful.
Look forward to having everybody there.
If you register online, we're going to send you outlines of all of the sessions in advance, and you can print those out and bring them with you. It will really help you for taking notes.
I have been told that there will be childcare, and you can contact them about that. So if you have young ones, you know, I know a lot of mothers are single mothers. You also have working families where you just have somebody at work and you've got to take the kid with you. And we say, bring them along, and childcare should be provided for that.
That's great. Yeah. This session is good for anybody. I would say 13 years and up.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Martin Newman. We'll let you go and look forward to having you here in Flagstaff.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I'm looking forward to being there. God bless you.
If you are interested in attending the event on Wednesday night with Dr. Mark Newman, please go to his website at speakerforlife.com. Go to events, look up the one on July 19th for Flagstaff, Arizona. Register. That way they can know how many seats to have and also how much child care will be necessary. Please sign up there. If you forget to sign up, it's okay to show up without signing up. It is a free event. It is filling up. That is Wednesday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
This is Jeff Horovitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in, they laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com. Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Horowitz Show.
Well, that wraps it up for another hour of The Jeff Horowitz Show. I'm Mark Howitt. I've been sitting in today for Jeff Horowitz, who is recovering from an incredibly long hike out in the heat down near Camp Verde, Clear Creek area, and he's still got a car to recover and a few other things to take care of. Jeff will be back in the studio tomorrow. In the meantime, please observe those stage one fire restrictions that are happening. That means no campfires, no smoking in the woods. You can still use your propane grill, but no charcoal grills, no wood chips, none of that sort of stuff. We want to keep it safe out there. Getting through the summer so far without any big fires. I hate seeing those fires happen because then the mudslides follow. So be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Car repairs can be stressful. Jeff Horowitz here. And since most shops pay their mechanics a flat rate based on the auto repair, your mechanic can either be racing against the clock or tempted to tack on extra parts. Now, crazy country boys, they don't play that game. And their shop rates are about 30% less. Now, Big Jim makes sure his technicians are not rushing and that you only pay for the parts that you really need. As a TechNet through CarQuest Service Center, all parts and labor are backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Now, CarQuest, that's another great company in Flagstaff, family-owned auto parts store in Flagstaff serving you for over half a century. Don't overpay for auto repair or service. Call Big Jim at Crazy Country Boys Services at 928-607-9753. That's 928-607-9753. 928-607-9753. Crazy Country Boys Services, using only CarQuest guaranteed auto parts. Crazy good. Just past the Flagstaff Mall off the East Empire Avenue exit.